Total lightning gives a better picture of the storm than cloud-to-ground lightning alone. To help you understand why, let's spend some time talking about intercloud lightning. There is usually much more intercloud lightning than cloud-to-ground lightning, oftentimes upwards of 10 IC flashes per every 1 CG flash. For this case shown here, CG lightning is in blue, IC lightning is in red, and hail size associated with the storm are shown in the bottom panel. You can see that the CG flashes show little to no trend throughout the storm's lifetime. In contrast, the intercloud flashes show much more variability, with the first peak in activity occurring just prior to an increase in hail size up to 6 inches. Additionally, the first flashes that are produced within a cloud are usually intercloud flashes and precede dangerous CG lightning by up to several minutes. So if you were only analyzing cloud-to-ground flashes, you might see no lightning during a substantial portion of the storm's development phase, when it's only producing cloud flashes. Furthermore, storms may not produce CG lightning at all, but may be producing copious amounts of intercloud lightning. So, that's why total lightning, which is both IC and CG lightning, gives a better picture of the storm than just CG lightning alone.